whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. I'm Mike Mano. Welcome to Company Break. Today, we are very pleased to have a return guest from the Wine Store in Westerly. Frank Sellico is here. Welcome back, Frank. Nice to see you again.
Good to be here again.
Nice to have you with us. You were, believe it or not, it's been a year since we did this. It was early July last year when we had the opportunity to talk with you and Donna. And you brought a special guest with you today, another Sellico.
Yes, my granddaughter, Margaret.
Granddaughter Margaret is here. Welcome to the show, Margaret.
Thank you.
Nice to have you with us. Let's find out a little bit about Margaret, because you're probably like me. I have a granddaughter. I'm very proud of her. Mm-hmm. Except she's only five, so she's not with us today. but Margaret, a little bit about you. You're, I understand, a student at University of Rhode Island?
I am. I'm a senior at the University of Rhode Island studying music education.
Excellent.
I'm about to go student teach next semester, and it's very exciting.
Wow, student teaching. All right. In music and voice, right?
Yes.
Voice. So that. All right, so we're going to have you sing a little something before the show's over. But maybe we'll get to that a little bit later. You also have been working at the Wine Store, I'm sure, for quite a while.
Yes, numerous years. I've been working there for a very, very long time, either at the front counter doing tags or cleaning up boxes as a kid.
There you go. Always something to do, right, Frank,
at the store? Absolutely.
How long has the Wine Store been around? How many years in business for
you? It's over 30 years now.
Over 30 years.
In the same location.
Same location, and that's on Franklin Street in Westerly, right next to... You get a half to Rhode Island directions, right next to TJ Maxx and Home Depot.
Right.
And right near where something used to be. Sure. Those are Rhode Island directions, right? Where something used to be. Wasn't there something else in the front of that plaza there that I'm trying to remember now? Now, see I'll test your mind, because Margaret will have no way of knowing this, but you and I are about the same age. Do you remember Nyanza?
Yes.
Remember that name? That used to be, I believe, not far from there.
That was up in the Franklin Street, Granite Street Shopping Center.
Oh, yeah.
And believe it or not, I worked there.
Really?
As a stock person.
Well, I may have known you, because I did that right out of college.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. So the Wine Store has been around for quite a while, and one of the reasons Margaret is here is because... You've been accompanying Frank on trips and things like that, right? You just came back from where?
We just came back from Kentucky. Lexington, Kentucky hosted the Beverage Association Conference, which we were able to place 100th Retailer of the Year for the third time.
Really?
Yes, it was very exciting.
Wow. Now, there are thousands of retailers in this industry, right?
Yes.
And to make the top 100 is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. You get to meet a lot of people. You get to learn a lot of things from going to each place and each place. So it's more of a learning experience for us also.
Uh-huh. Now, as your experience in the Wine Store, as you said, you've been there for a number of years. So you started working there as a teenager, I would guess?
Yes.
Or thereabouts. So not a big wine drinker at that time. Now you're working at the Wine Store. Do you have to... develop a taste for the products you're selling?
Well, you do develop a taste over time, but I have taken wine classes throughout the year, so I do know what I'm talking about once I'm on the floor, and I do enjoy wine. It's my preferable drink, one would say.
Yeah. So wine over beer or scotch or something like that. All right. So the Wine Store does carry a full array of beverage, though, correct, Frank?
Right. We beer, wine, and liquor. We do all three, but our focus is on the wine, and it's amazing how many new wines we bring in every month. I can't get over it myself, but if there's something interesting that pops up, we usually have it available.
Excellent. All right, let's get back to what you just mentioned a minute ago, Margaret, and that was being one of the top 100. How does that come about? Do you have to apply for that, or how does that, you know, people just figure it out? How is the process, you know?
This Beverage Dynamics is the trade publication that makes this award, and what they do is they ask for a company profile.
I see.
So they want to know the history of the company, kind of what your interests are, what your special focus is, and you fill out this form, and that's how they determine if you're going to be one of the top 100 retailers.
Wow.
It's quite extensive, and what I always feel that the reason we've done this the past 3 years is our focus is community service. We partner with just about every nonprofit in the area when they have a fundraiser that they want to do. Right now, we're working with the Colonial Theater. They're trying to get back on track with their Shakespeare in the Park. Margaret and I met with Nick Moore, I think, a week ago to help them plan a fundraiser for that particular nonprofit.
Uh-huh.
We also do the Armory Restoration Committee. We're heavily involved with when they do a project, we help them out with product. And just about the Chamber, this year is Westerly's 350th anniversary.
That's almost as old as the wine store.
Right. So now Lisa Konicki, who is the chamber director, came to me about 8 months ago and said, Frank, we want to do this big gala at the Armory as one of the events. They're going to do events every single month. And we want to do a dance, a dinner and a dance venue.
Uh-huh.
So can you help us out? So Lisa and I have been partnering on things for years. And I said, I will step up and I will do whatever I can do to try to get my vendors to help provide some product for that event. And the wind-up was the first night sold out almost overnight, so they did a second night. So
wow.
We had a Friday and a Saturday night. And there's another example of involvement in community. I mean, since I've been a Wesley resident all my life, I just feel a close connection to the town and the people. And this is all relating to, you know, why I feel we've been recognized nationally as a retailer of the year is because we're so involved in the community. Now, in September, Donna is going to do a special event for the 350th. It's going to be at the Windjammer in Musquamicket, and it's going to be trivia. The funds raised are going to go to the Wesley Public Library. That's one of Donna's pet projects.
Yeah, absolutely.
The land trust and the library are Donna's focus, and my focus is the Chamber of Commerce and the Rotary Club of Wesley. But getting back to Donna's trivia contest, it's going to be every category of trivia, but all about Wesley.
Wow.
So music, literature, whatever the normal categories are, mm-hmm. we're going to be doing those categories, and she's coming up with special Westerly contents for all of that.
What a great idea. I mean, and Westerly has such a rich history, and a lot of people that of fame and fortune have come and gone through there. Let's see. Let's come up with a trivia question for Margaret here. What star of Laugh-In came from Westerly?
Of Laugh-In.
Say a little before you were born, so that's not really fair. Do you know, Frank?
It was from Pawcatuck.
I think Ruth Buzzy, right?
Ruth Buzzy,
yeah,
right.
There we go.
Right.
Yeah, that family's
yep.
down there. So that's a great cause. That'll be a lot of fun
right.
finding out
that's
interesting
the type
things
of,
like that.
And that's the type of, that would be in the entertainment category. So
yeah.
in every other, with sports, you know, there's a lot of Wesley sports.
Sure.
Interesting things. And so it'll be, people can feel they can come and they can participate and they can enjoy it because we can reminisce about our town and our history.
Right. And what, do you know the date yet, or is it going to be sometime in the fall?
It's in that schedule there. It's in September of At the Windjammer.
Okay.
And I forget what the date is.
It is September 6th.
Okay.
At the Windjammer Surf Bar at 6:30.
There's nothing trivial about Westerly is the title of it. What a great thing. So if you'd like to find out about all those events that are going on for the Westerly 350th, you can certainly go to the Chamber of Commerce website, or they have their own website. It's westerly350.com, and you can see the information there about what's going on. And speaking of websites, you can go to the wine store website, which is real tough to remember. TheWineStoreRI.com. Couldn't be any simpler than that, Frank, really. So TheWineStoreRI.com. Now, on the website, I know you have a lot of product information, and there's probably some extensive information about wines in particular. And do you have any involvement with that, Margaret, of checking that out and see what's going on there?
So I'm mostly the head of social media. So no. You'll find me on Facebook, you'll find me on Instagram, you'll find me on Twitter.
Wow. So opening boxes and the social media.
Doing it all.
Doing it all. All right. Well, we're going to find out a little bit more about the wine store and some other special projects, and a little bit more about Margaret and Frank when we come back after this short break. The Wine Store in Westerly is the subject of this morning's Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with the one and only Frank Sellico, who's been doing this for a long time in Westerly. And with him tonight is granddaughter, Margaret. Nice to have you with us, Margaret. And Margaret is taking over the younger person's part of the business, Facebook, Twitter.
Social media.
Snapchat. I still have MySpace. Margaret, we did just want to touch a little bit more on that. So you're involved with, do special announcements go out? How do you handle some of
We do some special announcements. There's a lot of like flash sales that you'll be able to find on Instagram and on Facebook. Any new products that run through the door, that will be the first source of finding out that we have it. And that's how we also find a lot of products that our customers would like. If somebody messages me, they can message me and say, hey, can we see if we can get this, or can I order that?
Now, things are always changing. I know that when I was a kid, you know, everybody was drinking J&B Scotch because that was the brand of Scotch at the time. Then that went out of fashion, then it became Dewar's, and then it became something else. And I know that wines are even more trendy and changing all the time. What used to be a favorite wine or a favorite drink is now not so much, so what's hot now? Is there a certain kind of wine that you think is more popular?
So since we're starting off into the summer season, everybody wants to grab that glass of rosé.
Rosé.
Rosé is okay. Where everybody is drinking nowadays. It's nice for the sun. It mixes well with all meals that you want to prepare, like barbecue chicken or salads. You can do about anything with rosé, and it's just as good to enjoy.
So it's good with a hamburger and a hot dog.
Can't beat it.
There you go. All right. Now, again, rosé to me, you know, there was like three different kinds of rosé when I was a kid. Has that changed, Frank?
Over the past 5 years, it's grown to the point where we have at least 40 different rosés in the store.
40 different brands.
And not just the Provence is the place where rosé originated, but now they're making it everywhere and anywhere, from California to Chile to wherever. But we have a huge array of rosés, and they all seem to do well.
Now, you mentioned Provence is where that comes from, and in my great knowledge of wine, which is not, champagne has to come from a certain spot.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
But rosé can come from anywhere, is what you're saying now.
It can come from anywhere, but the real deal is Provence for rosé.
All right.
If you have a wine from Provence that has certain characteristics that you'll taste on the palate compared to other places, if you do a comparison, some might notice it, some might not notice it, but there's certain textural omniences that are brought out through the rosés through Provence.
Yeah, see, when I was a kid, I noticed the difference between Boone's Farm and Strawberry Hill.
Yeah. All right. Let's continue on the wine thing now. I also know that from seeing on TV and so forth that the way wine is distributed no longer has to be in a bottle, right?
So the new product now is wine in a can. Which,
wine in a can.
It's very accessible to anybody, especially if you're going to the beach or you're going on the boats or you're having a backyard party. It just makes it very accessible. And a little fun fact is, and your average little can of wine is actually a half a bottle of wine.
Really?
A half a bottle makes up one can.
Okay, so bottle of wine is roughly a half a quart, or is it a quart? Or
it's about 4 glasses of wine.
Okay.
So you'll at least have 2 glasses of wine in one can.
There you go. All right. Now, what about boxed wines? Those used to be taboo. I remember, 15 years ago, people said there can't possibly be anything decent in a box of wine. Has that changed?
So there are some decent boxed wines out there now. You'll find the Bota box. You'll find the Black box. Everything's more accessible. Everybody wants things more handy, and those are very good if you don't drink. You have a glass a day, yeah. And then you can just pour it right out of the box, and they'll stay for a longer period of time. You don't have to worry about the cork not fitting back in the bottle or anything else like that.
Now, speaking of cork in the bottle, the same used to be true about if it had a cap on a bottle of wine, it couldn't possibly be good wine. But now I see Australian wines advertising that caps are just as good as corks.
Yeah, it all depends. Some of them are really, really handy with the screw caps. And now they're also coming out with little glass toppers on top of the wine bottles also. So now we have a variety of reusable corks. We have the glass stoppers, and we have the screw caps on new bottles.
Now, you mentioned being accessible this time of year and rosé being a great summer drink. Other things that happen in the summertime are parties, and being in the Westerly area, I know that boating is a big thing in that area, and summer parties down by the beach and so forth. So that makes the box wine and the canned wine more convenient, right?
Yes.
And if you want to step it up a little bit and have an elegant pool party or something like that, you can even do that through items sold at your store, right, Frank?
Right. We have an item that we refer to it as crystal stemware, but it's acrylic.
Acrylic.
And if you put the crystal and the acrylic side by side, unless you click them together, you wouldn't know which was which.
Really?
So it's a small item, but it's an interesting item because people feel if they entertain and they use the stemware, it's a little more elegant than using the plastic wine cup.
Yeah, or a styrofoam cup like I would.
Right.
All right, so this is a stemware which is available in the store, in the
right.
wine store. And other accessories are there, like corkscrews and everything you might need, right?
Yes, we have wineless stem glasses. We have corkscrews. We have aerators. We have lots of different things. Bunch of gadgets.
Now, now you stumped me because you're saying aerators. So I think when I think of aerators, I think of like sprinklers on the lawn or aerating the lawn. What does an aerator do for wine?
What it does is usually if you pour a glass of red wine anyway, they recommend you allow it to sit for a while before you drink it. If you use the aerator and pour on the bottle itself and pour the wine, then it's drinkable immediately. Just a little thing, but people that are serious about wine,
yeah,
they're the ones that would go to the aerator thing, knowing that I can enjoy the wine right away. I don't have to wait 15 minutes to drink it.
Now, it just seems so ironic to me that a good wine is aged for years and years and years and
mm-hmm.
years and years. And then you have to let it sit before you can drink it.
Right.
that's very interesting. All right, let's get to some other things. We did talk in that first segment about some of the contributions you make to the community and how many things you're involved with, and particularly the 350th anniversary of Westerly this year, the big celebrations that will be involved with that. But you even do things like you've helped peewee football teams and little leagues, all kinds of things, right?
We partner with just about every nonprofit, including the Westerly Peewee Football, Johnny Cake Center, the Chamber, naturally.
Wow.
Literacy Volunteers. I can't think of all the organizations, but if there's a nonprofit in Westerly, we're probably involved with them in one way or another.
Well, that's excellent. That's great work. And if you'd like to check out the wine store website, I did give that information in the last segment, but one more time, it's the, T-H-E, winestorri.com. Go to the website and you can check out some of the information. Hours of operation, is that that's something that's changed over the years, right?
That's changed. We now do 9 to 9 Monday through Saturday, and in the summertime we'll do Sundays 10 to 6. We don't open in the winter in the summer,
on Sundays,
yeah. But in the summer we do so much advertising and we have such a big influx of tourists,
tourism, yeah.
We feel we have to do that.
So you are open this coming Sunday, and,
yes.
and Sundays in the summer,
right
up through Labor Day?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And so that is a change. I knew when I was a kid that couldn't happen, right?
Right. I didn't particularly want to see it happen, to be honest with you, but the powers that be made it happen, and so we have to live with it.
Yeah. So it's one of those things that you aren't particularly in favor of, but once it happens, you got to do it, right?
That's it.
Yeah, that's another one of those things that happen with government. Let's talk about some events. You know, we talked about the giving of a product for the 350th, but you have events on Thursday nights, right?
Thursday nights. So we just introduced this event. We've had about a month worth of them. It's called Sips and Snacks with our fellow part of the Grey Goose Cutlery.
Oh.
So what we
another good advertiser here on WCRI.
Yes. So on Thursday nights, Susan will make a collection of appetizers that she will give the recipes for. We all come in, we make the appetizers all together, then we sit down at a big family table, we share the wine that pairs with the food, we discuss it, we try it, we laugh a little bit. It's a nice, fun night.
Wow, that's amazing. So that happens on Thursdays?
Thursdays.
Now, so the town of Westerly, a couple thousand people show up. Now, how did someone go about getting involved with that? There must be reservations, obviously.
Yes, so you can come to the Grey Goose Cutlery to get tickets. You can purchase them online through their website. You can also get in contact with the store through us. And each night is around 10 to 15 people, so it's nice and small. So you get a lot of time asking questions about the wine or asking about the utensils that you're using to make the food. It's a very fun night for parties, right. Everything else.
Well, sounds great. But so they can do that through your website, right, if they'd like to get information. And this is going to be a little bit unbelievable to you, but Frank and I know that if you want information, you can also use a telephone.
Yes.
And you do have a phone number, which is 601-596-6160. So 596-6160. And do it the old-fashioned way. You can call up and someone will answer the phone. Still amazing, Frank.
That's correct. We have live people answering the phone. We give them some information right off the bat, like we're open 9 to 9 and we're open Sunday 10 to 6, so they don't have to be waiting to find that out. And then we tell them for anything else, just push operator and somebody, a live person will pick up.
A real person.
So you don't have to go through 5 minutes of trying to get to talk to somebody.
And I'll bet it'll be in English, too.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to go there about some of my pet peeves, all right? Mm. So we've got the Thursday events, and that runs how long from now on? Is there
for at least the whole summer season.
Okay.
And then we'll carry them through the winter. We started this right at the tail end of winter. And so if the process keeps coming and people still want to do it, we'll still hold on to the event.
Excellent. All right. So that happens right there in the store. You know, we've talked about a lot of different kinds of things, the different kinds of wine. We mentioned rosé being very popular in the summer. What happens when the the leaves turn, as they say. Does that change favorites of wine? Does the season of the year make a big difference?
It changes what people are drinking. It tends to. People tend to hone into the hard ciders. They want a nicer warm blend, a red blend that will hold them in when it starts to get a little colder. Also, Westerly loves to stick to their favorites, so some people will always come in and get what they love. So if somebody is drinking Pinot Grigio, they're drinking it 365 days a year if they would like to.
Sure, I'm sure that's the same for, you know, though I like my coffee with cream and sugar.
It's exactly.
It's not going to change the time of year, right?
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
There you go, all right. You mentioned Pinot Grigio. Talk about some other kinds of wines. I mentioned rosé and...
There's rosés, we have Sauvignon Blancs in the store, we have Chardonnays, we have a variety of bigger red blends, we have a lot of local wines.
Would the red blends be Burgundy? Is that
Burgundies, other ones are just called red blends. We have Cab mixes and stuff like that also.
Cabernet?
Yes, Cabernet. Yeah, okay. Merlot-based, yes.
So that's shorthand, cab mixes, right?
Yes.
in reference to that now, like the red blends, okay, they're supposedly a new thing, and there again, it's because people can drink them when they open them. And a red blend is basically a Bordeaux wine. So for years in the United States, you'd buy the Bordeaux, but... a lot of people didn't realize it was a red blend. Well, now they put
right on the label.
It's red, and we have over 40 red blend. That's how that's popped up and gotten more popular. And the other thing you mentioned was the screw cap that originated in New Zealand.
Right. Yeah.
And that's where they decided that's what they were going to do, and one of the premier brands there is. Cloudy Bay. Mm-hmm. It just so happens that Margaret and I, about a month ago, we were at the Sips and Snacks, and I said to Margaret, I said, you know, they're having a tasting at the Week of Paul again on Cloudy Bay Sauvignon Blanc. And they're going to have the winemaker at this tasting. They flew him specifically from New Zealand to come to do this for the inn. So we participated in that, and what I liked about the overall presentation was he spoke in language that the average person could understand.
There
and I approached
go.
Him later. I said, you know, you made it feel easy and simple. Why you grow your vines where you grow them?
Sure.
What the result is. And so it was interesting. It was very interesting.
Excellent. I'm sure they didn't have styrofoam cups at the Week of
Paul. And they didn't have any styrofoam cups.
All right. Well, we're getting close to wrapping it up here, and I just want to thank you both for coming in and talking about the wine store and the changes and all the things that are going on. And I want to just make sure everyone understands they can go to the website. You can check them out on Instagram, Facebook, and as Twitter is involved. And we have the expert here, Margaret, on being, what was your title again that you used? As a coordinator of communications or?
I'm the social media person.
Social media person.
That works for me.
All right. So no title of executive vice president of social media.
No.
Okay. A pleasure meeting you, and best of luck to you finishing off at the University of Rylan.
Thank you.
And your future with the wine store. Frank, great to see you. Thanks for coming in again.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
All right. Check out the wine store at that address, thewinestorerye.com, and see everything that's going on there. See you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start riding to whistle loud and long. Just hum.